We're happy to welcome back to the show a great friend of the program. He is a singer, an actor, a host, a troubadour, and now sporting a very, very beautiful looking performance space down in Sandwich, New Hampshire, called Club Sandwich, whose official opening is this weekend. We welcome back our friend John Davidson. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. I'm downtown. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Downtown. thank you so much for having me back. You've gone against all the letters you got before. You've just said, no, I don't care what you say. We're bringing John Davidson back, and I appreciate it.
We are always delighted to have you here. And I have to say, we were excited about Club Sandwich when you were telling us about the idea. But now that it's come to fruition, based on what I've seen from the pictures, it's even better than I could have imagined. You have done a phenomenal job.
Well, you're right, Rich. You were one of the first people that I talked about it with, because it was just it's been a dream of mine for some time, and it's a small barn. We hold 40 people, and our first six shows are almost sold out. We got a couple seats in show five and show six, because that's like 3 weeks away. But it's a great little venue, small stage, a rear projection screen, where I can make it look like I'm walking through the woods, or I can make it look, when I'm singing in Spanish, I can put the English lyric up on the screen, or if I'm doing a tribute to, let's say, 50s rock and roll, I can do a slide about with a jukebox and the 50s thing. And so it gives me a lot of production value, got some great lighting. A guy from Plymouth State University, Matt Kaiser, is the head of the department. He assigned Club Sandwich as a senior project to a student named Matt Kadam, and he and his assistant, Connor White, helped me put together this production, and I'm just so grateful. But yeah, it's really going well, and I'm doing my dream.
Well, we're so excited for you, and we're hoping to get down there ourselves now. Now I'm thinking we might have to change our plans. We were going to try and see if we could score tickets for a couple of weeks on the 16th, but sounds like you might be sold out by the time we get around to that.
Well, I mean, the way to check is to go to johndavidson.com, which I'm not all that sure about the 16th or the 7th. Is that the Friday, Saturday?
That is the Friday, yeah. I'm checking it out right now. I've just clicked on the link to see if we can even get our hands on tickets. But we are coming down. Carrie and I are going to make a trek to Sandwich to see you in action.
Well, great. There may be some tickets available that weekend, because that's far enough out. But things are just selling very well, and I'm so grateful. I know your audience, mostly Maynard. And one of the great things about living in New Hampshire, you know, is that we're close to Maine, where everybody loves to go and spend summers, and the beautiful trees of Maine and the mountains. And so, I love Maine. But, yeah, we're in the lakes region of New Hampshire, right near Meredith, and we're not that far from Portland.
No, it's a short trek down there. And along with you performing every Friday and Saturday, you have lined up some wonderful guest artists, and among them, right away next week, Cliff Eberhardt will be there, and Tom Bartlett.
Yeah, Tom Bartlett, Cliff Eberhardt. Cliff Eberhardt, of course, Tom Bartlett is a favorite around here. He always fills the room, and he's a great singer, songwriter, storyteller, just a lovable guy, great voice, great songwriting, and just a charming evening. Cliff Eberhardt is a powerhouse. I mean, he takes the stage, and he will take your heart. He's coming, I think, a week from Thursday. And then the following week, there's Cindy Duchin, just the sweetest, I was going to say girl, but she's a lady, and but she has a girlish quality to her. And singer, songwriter, storyteller. He wrote a song about a John Deere tractor that's really fun. So, and a lot of these people that I'm presenting, then Brian Dozier's coming in, another great act. For decades, Brian Dozier's been writing songs and entertaining people. But sometimes they sing in bars and restaurants where you you really can't hear them all that well, and you can't see them all that well because they're kind of background. Club Sandwich is a listening room. Our lighting is great. Our sound is great. And we're all about couches and sofas. Love seats. So it's like sitting in your living room and having someone sing there on a little stage. And so it's a very unique experience. And you're no more than, I'd say 15 feet, maybe 20, away from the performer. So it's very, very intimate. And yet we're okay with COVID. You can wear a mask if you want, social distancing, and you'd be okay. It's everything that I dreamed it would be.
Well, it's fantastic. The shows start at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, and it's really simple to do. You just go to johndavidson.com, and you can get the complete list of all performers. You can order your tickets there as well. And it really is you've got people booked right through October here. So my goodness, now is that Amy that's helping you with that, Amy Malkoff?
Yeah, Amy Malkoff is the booker, and early on I thought, I'm not a businessman. I don't want to have to do all the details of bringing in guest performers. But we have a local motel that stepped up to offer a room for our guest artists if they want to stay overnight. Midweek, Wednesdays and Thursdays, when we have the guest artists. Rich, you wouldn't believe the number of singer-songwriters, storytellers who are just dying to get up and get out and work again. Because of COVID, they haven't done shows all of last year. So I feel so proud that we can offer them a place to play and sing and sell their stuff and entertain people. Yeah.
I would think, too, along with the, wanting to get out there and play after COVID, the attraction of a dedicated performance space, as opposed to, like you said, just playing in bars or other venues like that, must be just people must be just so eager to get into that sort of area, that sort of club.
Well, it's an adjustment, I think. A lot of troubadours, a lot of singer-songwriters have gotten used to that sort of background music thing. And so when all of a sudden you've got total hush come over the room and people are listening to them, something happens in the performer, and I think they dig down deeper and give even more of what they've got inside because people are listening. And I think we all want to be heard and be able to inspire other people to enjoy life better because of the story that we're telling. Yeah.
We're talking with John Davidson here on Downtown. I also happen to see that a friend of our show, he's been on several times with us, and I've brought him in when I used to host concerts up here. We brought him in a few times. The wonderful Livingston Taylor is going to be there for a show in August.
Yeah, Livingston Taylor's already sold out, unfortunately. But, it was so great of him to agree and come up, and he's going to do his show and then a Q&A kind of. Not a master class, really, after, but just do a question and answer session as well. And I have a benefactor. I have an incredible man and company that has put up the money to bring in Livingston Taylor. And the man's name, I'd love to say it if I could, his name is David Smith. It's David and Laura Smith. And they are the owners of Greystone Builders of New Hampshire. There's a Greystone Builders in Maine as well, but Greystone Builders of New Hampshire are sponsors for bringing in Livingston Taylor, and we're so grateful to Greystone.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, John, we are so happy and excited for you. We wish you well this opening weekend. I know it's going to be great, and you've got a summer and early fall just filled with great entertainment right there in your backyard, which has got to make it great for you as well. But thank you so much at this busy time for squeezing in a little time for us. And we're going right online as soon as we get off the phone and see if we can secure some tickets for later on in the month of July and get ourselves down there.
Thanks, Rich. You're the best friend a person could have. Thank you so much. Say hi to everybody in Bangor. I used to go up to Charleston, Maine, to visit my grandmother and my great aunt, and I love Bangor and the Charleston area as well.
All right, thanks. They still talk about you in Charleston, John.
I'm sure, yes. That's not my fault. I was young. I didn't know any better. I was young. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thank you, John. Bye-bye now. John Davidson, Club Sandwich. Again, for more information, go to johndavidson.com.